This is Ocean Shorts from NOAA's National Ocean Service. I'm Troy Kitch. Coral reefs are under intense pressure from climate change, pollution, and unsustainable use. What can we do about it? To answer that question, we need to better understand the main threat to our reefs. The following is an excerpt from a longer interview we posted back in March 2016 with NOAA social scientist Maria Dillard and Peter Edwards. NOAA scientists are continually monitoring corals, coral ecosystems, and studying how climate is affecting corals, but they're also researching the biggest factor that impacts our reefs, humans. And that's where Maria Dillard and Peter Edwards' social science comes in. Peter, could you talk a bit about why there's a need to better understand this connection between people and coral reefs?
So the physical changes that you may be observing in our coral reef systems may be directly or indirectly linked to people. We are very good and know as an agency monitoring some of these biological and physical changes over time. But it's important for us to make this connection because we could be tracking changes, and if we're not linking them to people's behavior, we may just be ending up watching things change. People depend on the reefs, and also people get value from the reefs. Sometimes people may not necessarily be aware of this connection that they have with the reefs. So understanding the level of awareness is also important because it can then help managers and conservation agencies such as NOAA to provide information and to craft better ways to highlight these connections between people and reefs. So understanding the connections of people's perceptions is important. Understanding how they're participating in the reef resources and how these activities may be stressing or impacting these reefs. Or there may be beneficial behaviors that people are conducting, and it's important to know this so that we can share these stories with other people.
Maria, what kind of questions are you trying to answer with this research?
We are very interested in understanding the current status of human knowledge, of our attitudes and perceptions about coral reefs, but also the marine environment. We want to understand how people think about the marine environment, how they understand the issues that are of concern at the moment, and how they perceive themselves in relation to these things. Also, we're really interested in understanding how humans use the environment, how they interact with coral reefs, how they interact with the ocean, and how dependent they are. So one of the big questions for social scientists is really to get a good, strong sense of the reliance on the resources. We want to understand how communities are dependent on the resources. And we understand also that not all communities are. Not all communities are surviving based on the fish that they're catching or on the industries that are based on the marine environment. But there's a lot to kind of get to beyond some of that initial level of people who are subsisting based on resources to what are the other connections that populations have. So what are the cultural connections people have to coral reefs and the environment around them? What are the social values that come into play? How does the environment figure into important festivals and cultural events that people have as a gathering space for community events and parties?
So what has your research turned up so far?
In all of our jurisdictions, we are seeing there's an overwhelming positive response towards a variety of management options that are being taken or that are potential management strategies to deal with protecting the coral reef ecosystem and the marine environment. Managers and politicians and others working on these issues always feel like people respond negatively to areas of closure or reduced access or to zoning a space so that only particular activities can take place in certain areas, to the existence of marine protected areas. And overall, we're finding that the general population actually feels pretty positively about these things. One thing that we're noticing is the more people favor different management options, the more familiar with threats to reefs they are. So one reason that we might be seeing a very strong connection between people being in support of management may be that they're very aware of the threats to coral reefs and they're concerned. This is certainly something that we hope is true and that we want to investigate further.
Now, this is just a short segment of a really great interview. If you haven't heard it, check our show notes for the link to the full podcast on Making Waves about the social side of coral reefs. And you've been listening to Ocean Shorts from NOAA's National Ocean Service. Thank you for listening.